Well, the US President Donald Trump has unnerved Ireland with his direct assault on its successful FDI policy that has, as Donald Trump sees it, shifted good American industry, particularly pharma, and with it, jobs and profits to this country. During the Taoiseach's visit to the White House, he called it out, blaming the stupidity of successive US administrations for allowing the exodus. And this week he said, we're going to do tariffs on pharmaceuticals to bring them back. His tariff war is well underway. This week, automotives, next week, pharma, and more. The EU was set up, Donald Trump believes, to take advantage of the United States. So what's ahead? Seamus Coffey is a lecturer in economics at University College Cork, and he's chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, the Irish budgetary watchdog. Seamus, you're welcome to the programme. Now, as you know, Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, is not a man given to hyperbole, but just last night on primetime, he was extremely concerned. He said that this could deliver a major blow to Ireland's economy. Let's start with these tariffs that are likely coming next week on pharma imports into the United States. What is its impact going to be on this country?
I think we're already possibly seeing, or indeed the impact has already started. Like, one of the things that all these announcements and changes and suggestions and threats coming from the Trump administration are just adding to a huge level of uncertainty. And when it comes to business, and particularly large multinational businesses, an uncertain environment like that is one in which they really pull back and say, let's not do anything when we don't know what's happening. So you can imagine in boardrooms around the US and other pharmaceutical companies, they're really saying, for the time being, let's just sit in our hands and let's not do anything. And for a country like Ireland with very significant pharmaceutical investments, that is a negative that will have impact. Not necessarily immediately. We're not facing sort of a cliff edge where things drop off on a particular date. But over the medium term, when you're looking at new investments, replacing what's here now, like those companies have put in hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of euro worth of investment into Ireland, that's not going to be mothballed overnight. But when it comes to the next round of investment decisions, well, the current uncertainty, the threat of tariffs and the impact they could have could and would be very significant for Ireland.
So, are you saying, you know, that they'll tread water, that what we have we might hold, but we won't get any more in terms of technological advance, in terms of AI and in terms of new developments?
Yeah, I think you're looking at sort of a pause of decisions being made while all this uncertainty plays through. And if there was to be a sort of a belief that tariffs would be a long-term play in the US, well, you could see companies then trying to change their structure or maybe reorganise their manufacturing. But that's not something that could happen pretty quickly. And when we look at some of the drugs that are manufactured in Ireland, they are very much in high demand. And even if the companies were to sort of restructure and maybe get additional manufacturing facilities in the US, they still have global markets to serve from Ireland. So it is as if there wouldn't be demand for the products that are made here, particularly for some of the newer drugs that are just coming online, where actually there's a shortage of production. And even if there was to be changes, the output from Ireland could still be sold elsewhere. When it comes to the kind of, the pricing and the tax structures that these companies use, there certainly would be concerns from an Irish perspective. We do collect very, very significant amounts of tax. And that's where actually there could be quicker changes. If the companies were to adapt and change their tax structures, we could have a significant change in Irish corporation tax receipts. But when it comes to the employment and the output and the production, I don't see a real near-term risk to that. But certainly over the medium term, we should be concerned.
Yeah, I'm getting the sense from economists like yourselves that the big worry may well be how Donald Trump is going to change the taxation issue and taxation acts, and how that could affect how profits are located in this country from Big Pharma.
Yeah, so absolutely. Over the last 10 years, we've seen very significant changes, particularly from US companies in response to changes at OECD level, in response to some changes that the previous Trump administration would have brought in. And we've seen sort of very large shifts where these companies might previously have been declaring large amounts of profits in the likes of Bermuda or the Cayman Islands, where they had no substance. And of course, those small jurisdictions have no corporate tax rates. And now we've seen those companies change and shift, and a lot of their intellectual property has ended up in Ireland alongside their huge manufacturing facilities. And that means the value of the output they're producing in Ireland is very, very high, and the profits and the tax being paid to Ireland is very, very high. So one sort of quicker change we might see is that maybe they would change where their intellectual property is located. Now, there are restrictions on what they can do in place, so maybe it would be something that might be somewhat difficult to do. But if they were to achieve it, that could see the price of what they sell from Ireland reduce. And that would have a benefit for the companies from a tariff perspective. The tariffs will be set on a basis of a percentage of the price. If they can bring the price down that they're selling the stuff into the US in, that will reduce the amount of tariffs they're taking. So these companies will respond to what's happening. Mm-hmm. They mightn't be able to up sticks and leave in terms of the manufacturing plants, which are worth billions. They will see their life cycle out here, but they might change when it comes to prices and the taxes they pay.
Yeah, it isn't just about pharma, of course, although that is the big money spinner for this country. There are also questions around other products, agricultural products, products like butter, products like whiskey.
And perhaps we'll start looking at more Irish production here. And we have seen threats and the impact of those perhaps before when it comes to very significant products from Ireland that are sold into the US. So in terms of butter, like we have our in a sense, our national butter brand, Kerrygold, and that would have faced tariffs under the previous Trump administration, which would have created difficulties. And also we see recent announcements when it comes to alcohol and whiskey. Now, it maybe seems from a Cork perspective that Donald Trump is targeting us, given the role of pharmaceuticals here, the amount of manufacturing of whiskey here, and the role of the dairy sector in the county. So it certainly is a concern. Now, again, with some of these, particularly with the dairy and the Kerrygold, we perhaps look at other markets. This is a product that's in high demand. Mm-hmm. But from a whiskey perspective, the US market is hugely important and would perhaps be very difficult to pivot elsewhere. So these present threats at a domestic level for our own producers, our own suppliers, beyond those that from the US companies themselves.
A lot of this is out of our hands, isn't it? Is there anything we can do?
Oh, absolutely. And we have no control of what the Trump administration would do. We really have no control over the response at the European level either. Now, we're obviously too small to have a significant impact. But this is a policy that will be set at a European level. And we might want particular responses that might, in a sense, favour some of the sectors we have here. Maybe we'd be looking to negotiate with the new US and putting maybe pharmaceuticals right up at the top. But maybe from a European perspective, maybe car manufacturing could be the one that they might put at the top. So, and we are very much powerless here. Our size limits what we can do. Now, our size is an advantage in terms of getting some of this investment here and the flexibility and our nimbleness in being able to attract that investment. But it does limit our ability to respond in circumstances like this. And these are circumstances we haven't seen in decades.
And I wonder as well, I mean, how many friends at court are we going to have within the EU when it comes to corporation tax?
Very few. Like Ireland's corporation tax has long been in the spotlight when it comes to our European neighbours. Like we have used low and corporate tax rules to attract investment, particularly from US companies, and many sort of European view of that would be that we are sort of gaming the system and gaining at the expense of those. Now that's not necessarily true. Like Ireland has the manufacturing, those countries have the customers. From a tax perspective, companies don't pay tax where their customers are, they pay tax where their activities are, and those companies have activities in Ireland. But I don't think we're likely to find many friends if the issue from an Irish perspective is one of tax. We're unlikely to find much support across the EU there.
Seamus Coffey, lecturer in economics at UCC and chair of the Fiscal Advisory Council. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.